we come to you today, and we again think about the many blessings you've poured out upon us, upon our county, upon our nation. We just thank you again for that. Thank you for putting us in this earth here on this great place to live. We thank you, God, for salvation, and we again are amazed at the plan of salvation you put before us and provided a way for us to have eternal life. We pray, God, that you would just help us to share with others and have opportunity to lift that up, and we just pray that we'd recognize the importance of that. And God, as we turn to the county business here, we pray that you would just give us guidance, wisdom, help us, God, to do things that would be pleasing to you there, that others would be able to look at us and see that we're trying to follow you the best we can. And we pray, God, for those that we know need your healing hand, and think of two families that I know need your comforting hand after this weekend. Just lift them up to you. Know that there's probably many others. We pray for them also. We pray, God, that you just would continue to watch over us and give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meetings Monday, September 7th, 2015 at 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks?
Yes, I do. I don't have a prepared statement, but I think it's ridiculous that I've had way more than four or five people ask me about this taxation situation. I firmly believe that somebody just needs to do their job. There was nothing wrong with the first motion that was made, the interchanging of the word prices that was controversial. When you look in the dictionary, assessments and values are two of the first words that are used on that. Every time I go into a restaurant or a convenience store, there's someone in there that's asking me about when are we going to get this straightened up, or what does it look like for the county to have this kind of a situation. And I find that I wish that Donna was ordered to do the job that was stated by the BOE. And then I would have liked to have seen her go ahead and do that job that was ordered, and this thing should have never got this far out of hand. Saying that, there's always turmoil, chaos, and confusion when it comes to those two offices of Mr. Pennell and Mrs. Neely. And if the job isn't done, I'm going to this week contact legal authorities to see what my next options are.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 345470 through 345478, 345480 and 345545, warrants 6312 through 6314 and 6317. And there's three journal entries and two transfer for funds were completed for Road and Bridge Transfer Station, Road and Bridge for Parks. Journal entries for postage in July, June, and May.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Oops.
Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
We have two sets of minutes, one executive session, 8:31:15, and one regular session of 8:31:15. And I'll make the motion for approval of those minutes.
For August 31st, second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
With corrections? Or?
With corrections.
I'll amend my second.
Did I not say that? I got it wrote down here, so.
I don't know if you did or not. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Funding agreement for the city of Branson, lift station number 19, gravity sewer main construction.
Morning.
Morning.
As stated, this is a funding agreement that's been submitted by the city of Branson. It's in regards to lift station number 19, gravity sewer main construction. The city of Branson is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $246,109.53. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to construct approximately 1,500 feet of 8-inch gravity sewer line that will cross under Shepherd the Hills Expressway and connect to the city's Roark Valley Sewer Interceptor. This project will allow for the elimination of the city's lift station number 19. Altum Construction Company, LLC of Walnut Shade, Missouri, was selected as the lowest responsible bidder. The requested amount of the funding agreement is based on the bid received from Altum Construction Company, LLC. Included with this report is a copy of the city's request letter, a copy of the contractor's bid accepted by the city, and the notice to proceed issued by David Miller, city engineer, on May 26, 2015. The city of Branson's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 28, 2015. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This project meets the requirements necessary to be eligible for participation in the sewer sales tax funding agreement program.
What was that amount again?
$246,109.53.
I believe there was another bid received from Flat Creek. Yeah.
And Mr. Alton's bid was the lowest responsible bid received. This project, you may eliminate the lift station, but it'll also open up flow for that area by, you know, pump stations have a tendency to be bottlenecks, you know, in flow and in growth in areas and stuff. So this elimination of that pump station will also help that area as far as future growth is concerned.
Where's Station 19 at?
Do you know where the old Wayne Newton Theater was? Mm-hmm. It's down at the bottom of the hill as you go down Shepherd Hills Expressway and you kind of come to a sharp turn. It sets right there, the remnants of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There used to be a treatment plant there, and then the city put a lift station in there several years ago.
Do you have any questions, Danny?
Yeah.
Move to approve the funding agreement for the City of Branson funding agreement for lift station number 19 for a gravity sewer main construction project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, I have a Southwest Missouri
setting of the county tax levy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Next is the setting of the county tax levy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling this public hearing where the people can discuss issues they have with you regarding their levy setting. We published, and here is a copy of the publication, the assessed valuation for 2014 and 2015 as required by law. Then I prepared what's called the 2015 tax year 50% reduction for sales tax calculation worksheet. The worksheet, when I have completed the worksheet, it gives us a negative number. Basically, we have more to reduce than we actually have tax rate ceiling. So it would create a negative number if we were to enter that number in. So we have to reduce exactly what our current tax rate ceiling is. That tax rate ceiling is, for Road and Bridge, is 0.2015. And so to meet the requirements of our 50% reduction, we would have to reduce that levy by 0.2015. The general revenue for Teeny County, our current tax rate ceiling is set at 0.1490. And to meet our requirement for 50% reduction, it would be we'd have to reduce that levy by 0.1490, which brings our levies for both Road and Bridge and general county revenue back to zero. Would you like to see the worksheet?
Is that this right here?
What about the other two? What about the jail tax and the judicial tax? And
it's then, not a levy. It's a sales tax. It's separate from these two.
Right. Is the senior tax? I'm trying to cover all the taxes that we have so that the public is aware of it.
The senior tax people have already set their levy, and it's already been certified by the state auditor's office.
Okay.
And the judicial tax is a sales tax. It's not a levy, so we can't reduce anything because there's no levy to reduce for the judicial. It was always set up as a sales tax.
And I don't know whether this question was asked the same question two or three years ago or not. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because I want to make sure all the taxes were covered. And the senior tax, it doesn't have to be covered by the levy doesn't have to be covered by the commission's authority. It can be covered by the senior board. Am I right?
As far as holding their meeting and setting their levy, yes, they hold their own meeting. They publish it, and they're just like any other entity. I send out what's called a pro forma to each one of the entities, except for the schools. The schools work directly with the state auditor's office. And we give them directions to publicize their meeting, hold their meeting, set their levy. I've had to explain to some of them because we have a few new districts like City of Rockaway Beach. They've been struggling with new staff. So I contacted them and went through step by step on how to do the process with them and helped them along. And we had a couple of fire districts that were struggling, like had new people that didn't know what steps to do. So I contacted them and explained the process to them. And so everybody has got their levy into us. We're the only ones, of course, and we're allowed to be later because we're the county. Do you want to ask the public if they have a comment? I mean, that is part of the process. Sorry, Brandon, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Now, do we have any public comment?
Because of the negative number, because of the way the
do we have to do something other than, can we just roll it back to zero, or do we have to roll it back to a specific amount to get it to zero?
Well, Becky Webb with the State Auditor's Office told me we can never have a negative number, so the maximum that we can roll back is our current tax rate ceiling.
But I guess my question, though, is so if we roll it to zero, that takes it to zero. It doesn't go into negative.
No, it goes does not go into negative.
I didn't know if the verbiage needed to be different simply because of the fact that it's, you know what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Well, I know the whole process is a little confusing.
Well, but I guess our intention is more than likely going to be to roll back to zero. And we have since, what, 1982?
Right. And we don't have any choice because of the law either to roll it back to zero.
Oh, because of the formula that it is in. Okay.
Right, because of the tax, yeah.
Just because of the way it's been done for so many years.
No, not because of the way it's done. There's an order in the original ballot language that said we would reduce our sales tax by 50% or our levy by 50%. So I got the calculation from the state auditor's office, and I spent a lengthy time going through the process to make sure that we were doing it right. And so there's like several steps, like 10 steps you have to go to just to come up with the amount. Unfortunately, the amount is greater than what our maximum levy is. So if we were in other words, I would have to reduce general county revenue by 0.1572 if I were to use this. But we're not allowed, because that would create a negative number. We have to use the exact number, 0.1490. And we got the same thing for our, Road and Bridge.
Right.
So hearing none from the public, and that has to be stated also in the process, then you can go ahead and make your motion for the rollback of the numbers that she gave us, which takes it to zero.
Right. So I move to roll the county tax levy for both the GCR and Road and Bridge to zero.
Could I request that you state that we do it's line G, less required sales tax reduction. Would you like to see it? Because if we just say rolling back to zero, then we're not following that procedure. Let's record sales tax reduction, and here's the amount for that one. Same thing on this one.
Rolling back that amount in turn makes it zero, correct?
It does make the levy zero,
so
but we have to...
How about I do line J, which tax rate to be levied, zero?
Because then we're not... Then I'll have to take out the reduction that I put in there.
But in order to get zero, you have to take out that deduction.
No, I have to put the reduction in there, that reducing it by 0.1490.
Right.
So you have to approve the reduction, which gives us a zero levy.
Or I can say zero levy, and it means I don't know. I haven't studied.
As long as the record reflects that I have presented the 50% reduction and that the commission is asking me.
I'll let somebody else make the motion. I'll take back my motion. Rescind my motion.
I just don't want to be written up, or the commission to be written up by the state auditor's office for not following this properly.
There's nothing in the statutes that says we have to say the verbiage that you say, and I'm not familiar with the verbiage that you're saying, but I am familiar with the fact that in order to get zero, you have to do what you said. I'm going off their form. I'm making the motion of zero. That's what I was going to do. I don't know why that's so difficult. If I don't understand what you're exactly saying, I'm not going to make that motion,
well,
Donna.
I'm trying to explain it to you, Brandon, to educate you on the process.
Well, thank you for your... But if you've got... I filled out quite a few tax forms.
Me too.
Okay. And if everything... The bottom number is the bottom number, which is zero. So how you get to zero doesn't matter.
That's what we used to do before we were written up by the state auditor's office. We were written up by the state auditor's office because we were not doing the required reduction.
Danny, was it for that? Or was it
I didn't see that.
Yes, it's in there if you'd like me to go get that.
No, I just don't understand why everything has to be so difficult.
I didn't make the law. I'm just trying to follow it.
I don't know that it's a law, I guess, is my point.
If we don't do it, then next year our tax rate levy will go to zero. And when Mr. Hausman was in here, he insisted that we show the reduction to comply with the order of the state, not the order of the the state auditor's audit of our county.
The state auditor has absolutely no authority over us whatsoever.
You're right. If you want to refuse to follow that's fine.
I'm not refusing that, Donna. Mike, do you understand what she's saying? Because I don't remember that being part of that specific thing. But that doesn't mean it wasn't. I just don't remember that.
Yep, we did it last
year. So before I make that motion, I would like to know exactly what motion I'm making. Does that make sense?
Would you like me to show you the document, explain to you the steps on the document so you understand what each line means?
How do you get to zero?
You have to do math, Brandon.
Donna, how do you get to zero?
You take lines, let me read it to you.
You take lines A, B, C, D, E, and F. You use the equation, you get to zero, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if I do...
You have to vote on this. I plug that
in
there.
Why do I have to vote on that?
Well, then I'll have to take that out.
Then how are you going to get to zero if it's not in there?
Exactly my point.
Exactly my point. So if I say zero, you've got to put that number in there to get it to zero.
No, I don't.
Well, then how else are you going to get to zero? Donna, how else are you going to get to zero?
Because we did that.
No. Answer my question. How? If you don't put that number in there, how are you going to get to zero?
I can't get to zero unless you approve the required 50% reduction.
Donna, how are you going to get to zero if you don't put that number in there?
By the commission approving the reduction as required by law.
But you just told me you had to use math.
I don't know why you're arguing. I'm just trying to educate you on the form.
And I'm just trying to educate you. Don't change my motions. Now,
I haven't changed your motions ever.
Okay. So, if I want to set it at zero, what are you going to have to do to get it to zero?
You're going to have to vote on the reduction.
What are you going to have to do? What equation are you going to have to do to get it to zero?
I will not do an equation. You will either vote on the form.
You just told me you had to do that in order to get to zero.
If you're going to follow the law to get to zero...
It has nothing to do with following the law.
Would you let me finish my statement, or do you want to feed me the information
you
do others?
I don't feed anybody information, number one. Number two is I don't want you to give the misperception out there that I'm not following the law. So if you say that again, you're the one that's lying, which you've done on record multiple times.
I am not lying on record. I have the calculation
here. It has nothing to do with me following the law. That's deceiving. I'm not following the law.
The ballot language that we approved, the citizens of Taney County approved, said that we would do the 50% reduction. If you want to get to zero and follow the process, then you have to do the reduction. If you just want to enter a zero, that's fine, Brandon. We won't put the reduction on the form, and then next year our tax rate ceiling will be even lower than it is this year. And that's fine. And then I'm going to get a letter from the state auditor's office, as I have received before, stating that we did not do the required reduction. And I will inform them that Mr. Williams insisted that we go to zero only without doing the reduction.
No, it wouldn't be just Mr. Williams. It would be whatever was voted on by the commission.
Truly.
Dan, do you have an understanding as to what we need to do?
I know that last year was the first time that we have done this. Ever since I've been here, we made the motion to reduce it to zero. Then last year, I believe that the conversation was, the terminology was what she had requested and was given to us by Mr. Houseman, and he made the motion as he read it from there on the reduction. But that's the first year we'd ever done it.
Right.
That I'm aware of.
I believe you're right, Danny.
And the purpose was to where we wouldn't have to go back. It wouldn't roll us to zero automatically. We'd have a levy if we wanted one in the future.
Yep. Okay.
That was the reasoning behind it, and that's the reason Mr. Houseman done it that way. If Mike wants to read that off that he's got there into the record with the .1490 on the GCR and the R&B at 0.2015 as a reduction, bringing us to zero, that's fine with me. I understand what you're saying, Brandon. I don't understand why we have to do that, but that was a part of the element of possibly someday having to have a tax levy.
Right.
That was...
Okay, I'll make a motion to what role?
We have to do each one separately.
I'll make a motion for the road and bridge to roll. Are we rolling it back to?
You're doing applying the
reduction.
Reduction. Yes.
I'll make a motion to apply the reduction for road and bridge to 0.02015 reduction, and for the GCR 0.1490 reduction,
which brings both levies to zero.
Yes.
Which will bring them both to zero.
Yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, is there just one signature on that, Mike, or do we all three of us on that
Mike levy? Doesn't have to sign it, but I can sign it. Unless you want to, Mike, I haven't filled it out. You can certainly sign it if you would like to.
I think we have signed it in the past, Donna. I'm not sure.
Where?
Right here. I've had it both ways, Danny. I've had secretaries for superintendent sign it, clerks for city sign it. It's whatever you guys want. Thank you very much.
Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Council appointments and resolutions. Do you want me to read the resolution?
You can or can't read it.
Well, it's you're being appointed, so.
Oh.
Do you want me to
read it? Yeah.
I'll try to read it. I'm going to read the resolution for appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District. End Council, is that the North Council, or be it resolved by the Commission of Taney County, Missouri, to appoint Danny Strahan, Eastern District Commissioner, and Brandon Williams, Western District Commissioner, to represent Taney County on the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District End Council, and to appoint Scott Sterrett as the alternative to represent Taney County when the principal cannot. This will be passed and approved by the Commission of the County of Taney, Missouri, the 8th day of September 2015. Do we have a motion to approve this?
Move to approve the appointments and resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, on this same appointment, I'm going to make a motion that Scott Sterrett and his as the alternate. I know it's wrote in there, but I want to make sure that we, I think every year we've had to do that.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we'll recess until 10, and then we'll go into executive session for